From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with a regional news update. Peaceful protests over the police killing of George Floyd and systemic racism continue around the Bay Area this week. Just a few hours ago, protesters walked along the entire strip of the Great Highway in San Francisco's Outer Sunset District, marching and chanting.
Black Lives Matter!
And KALW's Precious Green reports on a demonstration that drew thousands to downtown Oakland yesterday.
Around 4 p.m. Monday, protesters gathered in front of Oakland Technical High School on Broadway. Tupac blared on loudspeakers as they prepared to march in memory of George Floyd and against police violence. The group was organized by Oakland students, and they began to make their way down Broadway and soon swelled to 15,000, according to police estimates. The crowd marched on to Frank Ogawa Plaza and listened to speakers on the steps of Oakland City Hall. Protesters dispersed after the program, and many made their way up Broadway in the direction of the school. A smaller group continued down Broadway toward the Oakland Police Department headquarters, and they were met by police. Around 7:45 p.m., officers announced the city's 8 p.m. curfew. Minutes later, they fired tear gas at the remaining protesters and arrested approximately 40. Tuesday morning, in an interview with KCBS Radio, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf described the protest as mostly peaceful and a, quote, powerful and beautiful demonstration around our wish for a most just world, end quote. In Oakland, I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
And some public health officials across the state are speaking out in support of peaceful demonstrations, but urge participants to wear facial coverings and keep distance from each other. They're worried that there could be a spike in coronavirus cases as thousands of people gather in protests, but said they'll know in several weeks if the events lead to more cases. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston, KALW News.